Hey, I had a really great time. I would love to do that again. So, give me a call back. You never did call me to let me know you got in safely. So, I was just checking on you. All right, call me back. Okay, I'm very confused. We went out, we had a good time. At least I thought we had a good time, and now you dodging me. You're not answering my calls. That's real crazy to me. Call me back. Call me back. Call me back. Hey guys, it's me, Imani, and welcome back to the Save the Date podcast. This week's show is a little different. Both Candace and I were busy and out of town, and we weren't able to record a show with the two of us in time to get it up for you guys. So, this is an alternative. So, I was at the Studio 17 Creative Podcasters Jam session, and what they did was a super cool concept. Like, they jumbled us up, a bunch of podcasters and aspiring podcasters signed up to be there. They jumbled us up and they threw us into these groups where we were able to get on a podcast together. They gave us a topic and we kind of just went from there. So what you're about to hear now is the audio from my session with a group of other podcasters who will introduce themselves when the recording, when you get to the recording, you'll hear them introduce yourselves. It was kind of crazy. There is a little bit of cussing on this episode. You know, we don't normally have a lot of cussing on our show, but you know, whatever. If you got kids listening to it and you don't want them to hear it, this is your warning now. Thanks for rocking with us. We will have a new show up for you ASAP. Later. Enjoy.
The topic is time freezes for everyone but you for one day. What do you do?
I'm sm no,
What?
Number one.
First of all, okay. What kind of question is this?
Wow.
I gotta figure out if everybody's gonna be mature about this or immature.
I'm
gonna not be immature.
We could be immature. Okay. Immature. Immature.
No. This is gonna go off the rails very quickly.
Okay.
I got a list of people I'm gonna smack for sure.
Like smack, like.
Oh, yes. Why they can't do nothing back? I'm smacking.
So you're getting revenge?
Not revenge. They deserve it. Like, it's just, it's not necessarily
that shit
revenge.
You said when you was.
Yeah. Just.
I'll probably do that when it's like 30 minutes left. Like, when it's too late. So when, like, they unfreeze.
30 minutes
left. They gonna see, like, pile. Like, you know what I'm saying?
It's like, you see it coming, true. But you can't avoid it.
Right.
That's fucked up.
It is. But it's, I feel like, so is time freezing for everyone but me, so.
If time stood still for one day.
I'm definitely overthinking.
It'll be some places that I have to go, because me, I'm like, you know, I'll be trying to figure out a way to get as much legal money.
That's a fact.
First. So, you know, the bank will be the first stop. You know what I'm saying?
Like, there you go. Look
you
at
said
me.
Legal
I'm going to
or
smack
illegal?
People. You're going to get rich.
I'm this going to get paid. You say what's that?
I thought you said legal, but that doesn't sound like legal money.
Well, it is.
You know.
It's legally in the bank.
I feel like it's legal if time freezes.
If time freezes, nobody knows who took it
right.
Because everybody's frozen.
Right. So
I see
you're the only
going.
One running around.
Excuse my ignorance. I apologize. Please.
But you just got to make sure you don't leave no fingerprints or nothing. Because once people come back, you know, once time... When time starts moving again, is it going to speed up? Or is it just going to...
If it just continues, like...
Yeah.
Like, I think it'll just continue. I think
it's just gonna,
and I'm just over there laughing like, man, I done fucked so much shit up in one day, and y'all don't even know. Like, this is off the chain. As far as like immaturity goes, I'd probably go look up a couple of skirts if I wasn't married.
Wow,
I would, man. I just all day just.
And as soon as time begins again, you're going down for harassment. The slammer is where you're going.
But well, nobody's gonna.
Yeah, they're gonna
that.
Know.
How are you going down for harassment before the bank robbing?
Wait,
no, I said if he leaves fingerprints, he can get caught for that too.
Oh. But the skirts is fine.
No.
Oh.
He's going down for that, too.
Damn, dog.
They're going to find a way.
Okay.
You got a dilemma.
Shit, man. Like, y'all dream killing.
The camera's going to be still working, right? Are the cameras going to be...
That's a great question.
See?
Still? Take the tapes. See, that's detail.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Take the tapes.
I feel like you've thought about this before.
Nah, not really.
I don't believe you.
Well, this was sort of the thing if, like, I had super speed.
True.
Because,
true.
Like, I don't know if y'all familiar with Flash, but, like, he kind of runs so fast that time, like, stops. So that's how fast he is. Time appears to stop. So it's something similar. But if time stops, you know, I don't have to be fast. Like, time is frozen.
You just take your time.
Yeah.
You take your time.
Right. I'll go in Publix and wreck. I get everything out of
there. Yeah, there you go.
Stock
I'll probably
pantry.
Fix my own sub. Oh, yeah. I feel like they like skip out on meat sometimes. You they know, do. So I kind of like pile a sub up together. I go over to the to where the lady make the free samples at. You know what I'm saying? Like get behind.
I don't know. I think I'm gonna do what you say. I'm gonna go. So everybody that did me wrong.
Period.
Everybody that did me wrong. There you go. And we are gonna fight.
We gonna fight.
You know, because I'm not a fighter in real life. But
there you
go. So we trying to eat. They trying to assault.
So we'll just
assault
we gonna go fight, and then we gonna link up with y'all afterwards because y'all gonna have the money and the food.
Every dude that
work up an appetite while you smacking.
Look at you,
people. That's
you know.
That's crazy.
You know, you get it.
Like half the country just like. Like when they unfreeze.
I'm like, what happened?
Yeah, so this is gonna be like,
and I'm gonna be at home like
bright ass handprint on my face.
It's gonna be like a bitch slap money heist.
Yeah, that's a movie. We
it's
need
a
to
show
write that.
On Netflix.
No, it's not. No, money heist is.
Money heist.
I thought. No, I'm talking about
money
the combined.
Heist was a movie.
No, it's a show.
It's a show.
Mm-hmm. It's a series. It's really good.
It's a show, and they all name themselves after cities. So, what would be your name?
Ooh, that's a good one.
It's fucked up because my name is Dallas.
His name's Dallas.
You're done, Dallas. What would be your name?
Wow.
Phoenix,
that's a good one. Ain't
that's a stripper name.
I'm like, ain't Phoenix next to Dallas? Sorry.
No, man.
It is. It's a little bit.
Anyways, what would be your name there?
That Dallas shit.
Phoenix, Arizona is not next to Dallas, Texas.
I said a little bit.
No. You try to give her the benefit of the
doubt. Damn. Your name, sir?
Oh, shit. Kingston, probably.
Kingston?
Yeah, I like that one. Yeah.
Are you fire. Jamaican?
Half.
Half Jamaican?
Yeah.
What's your other side?
Haitian.
Hey, oh. Trouble hey. Is what you are.
Prince or Kingston, whichever one.
Hmm.
You know, right. Why I gotta be trouble? Who said that? You said
me.
That?
I didn't say that.
You said that.
Yes, I
was
did.
Looking at you.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
I did see like a meme though on Instagram. It said, if the devil can't find you, then he's gonna send you a Jamaican, a Haitian, all of that stuff.
We catch a lot of flack, I think. And I think it's because we have such good hearts.
Mm.
I feel like we got a lot of enemies, but that's wow. Okay. Because, you know, life is still sweet.
You know, they watch Shadas and they be like, they all like that.
I dated,
you know what I'm saying?
I dated both a Haitian and a Jamaican. And that's where I'm going to leave it. Y'all trouble. Like I said.
I
ain't dating him no more.
I got experience.
How she just looked at me.
He's the goodest Jamaican Haitian.
Okay, I believe you.
They loved you, though. I can say that.
They say that to everybody.
Oh,
it's true for everybody.
OMG.
This is such a cool little. Okay.
My name will be Brooklyn, obviously.
You from New York?
You from Brooklyn. Brooklyn?
I'm from Brooklyn, yes.
How long you been here?
Yeah.
Since I was 15, I got it on my back.
That's what's up. Heard you.
Shout out to Brooklyn.
Have you guys seen
y'all different
the,
up there?
Yeah, we are.
Well, the whole of New York, y'all.
I love
y'all
Brooklyn.
Different.
It's pretty cool.
That explains the slapping, I guess. Y'all violent, too.
You're.
Blackouts, they be wigging the fuck out. Them lights go out. They
bro,
go
broad daylight. They be wigging the fuck
okay,
out.
Okay, I was about to say yeah, they don't need a blackout.
It's like, did you hear that response? She made direct eye contact with me and made a sound.
You threw the gun up.
The warrant's just out the window.
You threw the gun up, right?
Shout out to Brooklyn. I don't want no smoke.
Do do do. And
what
you're from
that?
Dallas.
From Oakland, man.
Oh shit.
No, you're not.
Wait,
really?
What? Oh, that's your name.
Yeah, my name is Dallas. I was born in Oakland, California.
Oh, you missed
that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Wow. I have a sister named Callie that was born here.
Cute.
I want to talk to your parents now.
Y'all got.
We got to get your parents on the podcast.
Yeah, they wild. I ain't going to lie. They
my
wild.
Parents wouldn't lie
yeah.
You out on the podcast.
Like, they wig the fuck out. My mom, she don't really hold nothing back. My dad, he's like, I'm like super smart. And it's kind of like, ugh, but it's funny. I'm like, you need to chill like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Shout out to your parents. What's going on with you?
What was the... Oh, we were saying where we're from? I'm from Louisville, Kentucky.
You sing?
502, let's get it. Huh?
You sing? Huh?
Well...
Go ahead and do your thing.
That's not what we were talking about, though.
But now I'm curious, so answer the question.
Did you ask, do I sing?
No, I've heard her sing.
When?
She made a video for her dad. It was happy birthday.
I was playing.
She, you know how people be bullshitting about
serious.
Some stuff? You know how people be like bullshitting?
Yeah.
But they like actually hit a rift or two? Like,
oh, that's you.
I have the ability. That's because I wasn't talking to you.
See, this is why we don't
she
fuck with iPhones.
What is his name?
We ever having a whole conversation.
What is his name?
Siri still.
Niggas
zero.
Popping off and shit. I'm fucking sorry. I didn't hear you.
Hey. I can't. I have the ability to sing. Do I sing? In church.
Shout out to church.
All right.
Yeah, man.
Come on.
It's a good place to sing.
Big ups to God.
Shout out to Newberg. You like that whole Kanye thing that's going on?
I won't say I dislike it. I don't trust Kanye. But if people are blessed in the process of his mess, amen. That's all I got to say about
it. One thing I've noticed is that I haven't seen him and Trump interacting as of late. But, you know, nobody's going to notice that. Nobody cares.
Mm-hmm.
We just focus on, like, everything that's going on that's bad. He doesn't have a church, and he's not asking for money. He just got Sunday services with the music, and he expressing himself through gospel music. Now, I'm not trying to defend Kanye. I'm just saying, like, why can't he do this? And if it sounds good, like, why can't it be like,
This is also the brother that made Jesus Walks.
Right.
Like,
I don't think it's the same brother. That's the only thing. And it's not, I don't think, let me back up, because you said, why can't he do this? Let me go on record and say, I'm not saying that he can't. Mm-hmm. I don't believe that he can't do this.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily know if we can trust his motives. And that ain't just Kanye. That's most people that I see in the public doing something with God's name on it. Like, I always am like,
In the pulpit.
Yeah. And my real, the place that makes me be like, Kanye, is this for real for you? Is only because this is happening right after he had a big public lashing. Mm-hmm. But we didn't see him get underneath any kind of religious teachers. Like, we haven't mm-hmm. seen him say, I'm learning anything. It just was music. So, cool. If that's what he wants to do, I'm not necessarily going to say he has had this whole awakening, enlightening, yeah. and now he's just... But he's doing music. That's what he does. And people like it. Cool. That's all I got to say mm-hmm. about that. For real. Like, I don't really have any strong feelings about it. I just don't know.
It is spooky. Anything with the Kardashians is spooky. I don't know. I don't know what's real. I don't know what's fake.
They collecting niggas, ain't they?
Ain't they?
Kim Jesus. Is going to be president.
And discarding them.
Yeah.
Kim is going to be president, and I don't think y'all niggas...
Do not put
I don't think y'all niggas is ready for that.
No.
Because that's the same energy you had for me when Trump was running, but here we are. And now I don't know what to fucking do.
Okay, but this is different energy because that actually happened, and now I'm like, for real, like, I will blow something up if this happens to us again.
You know what people going to ask when she's president? How did this happen? Not looking at everything that she's doing now. Like, she's starting.
Shorty been politicking since OJ.
Get niggas out of jail.
Yep.
She's going starting to jail her and campaign speaking. Now.
She's trying to get in the good graces.
Going to law school.
She ain't going to be nobody's daggone president.
Where's
she wants
Rocky?
To be a lawyer, though.
Where's Rocky?
And it's kind of scary, but it
where is Rocky?
Could have that Rocky?
Yeah.
He's back.
Yeah,
he's
where is he?
Oh, he's hella high low.
Where is he?
He's hella low.
He hanging out with them Kardashians. They got him in a cage or something.
Didn't he used to date one? He used to date one.
Did he?
Yeah.
I don't.
Kendall.
Spooky, ain't
A$AP Rocky? Oh, he did.
Spooky,
used to
ain't
her.
It?
All right, so right here, we're going to take a small break for a word from our sponsors. Be right back. And we're back to the show.
I want somebody to ask A$AP how he feels about that comment he made now that he's actually been wrongfully arrested.
Well, see, that's the fucked up thing about this era is that your past can be dug into, and you may have grown from that comment or the way you were, like, tremendously, but they still gonna go back.
I don't think he
like,
has
hey.
Though.
Well, I mean,
he's
I don't.
The same.
I'm shocked
I don't think
no
it's a terrible thing to ask somebody. Hey, you said this thing. It hurt a lot of people's feelings. You've had a different experience. What about your growth? Like, can you tell us something about your growth? I don't think it has to be an underhanded like attack on him. It's just a question.
But I know for a fact he wouldn't be like, I still feel the same. He's not gonna.
How
say
do you
that.
Know that for a fact?
He's not gonna say that.
Down. You know he wouldn't say that. Down. Media training. You don't know that he don't feel
I don't
that
think
way.
You give niggas enough credit for being reckless with their mouths.
I do, but as it pertains to like something in the past, like me being a Twitter user, I've said like I looked at my old tweets. I was like,
me
shit.
Too.
I said some off the chain shit, but I ain't famous, so who gives a fuck? You know what I'm saying? So
never know where your life may go.
You right. Mm. That's why I went back early. I'm like, man, you know what? Before I get that call from Hollywood,
not from Hollywood, like the city of Hollywood's gonna call you. Like
you know them
no.
like them robo calls.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, one time I saw like Los Angeles, California. I answered the fuck out of that. I'm like, man, who is this? I'm looking forward to. I'm like,
they're
oh
like,
my god,
you're getting
my,
a star on the Walk of Fame.
I ain't had no scripts or nothing. But anyway, yeah, I just, like, I erased that old tweets that I had and was like, man, you know, just in case. But smart. Reading those old tweets, I don't even feel like that. No, that was just me.
That's
being
the important
young
part, though.
Dumb.
That's the important part, and I don't think it's crazy that somebody ask you, "Hey, I saw this," or you said it. It's out in the open, mm-hmm. and you said it publicly. Why can't somebody come back to you and say, "Hey, you said this thing. It's been 5 years since then. Do you still feel the same way? What's the problem in that?"
No, you know what? You got a point, because when it comes to white folks and it'd be old racist tweets. I'd be like,
Annie up. We want to know.
You know what you said 10 years ago?
Let's
hear
it. Let's talk about it. Exactly.
You good?
I feel like that's just accountability. Now, people pulling up old tweets and automatically being like, "Oh yeah, forget her," without asking, "Hey, you said this. Do you feel the same way?" And letting them show their growth, I think that's kind of messed up.
Yeah.
But just asking people or holding them accountable for stuff they said in the past, if you said it, who cares?
Right. That would be a dope evolution from this whole cancel culture situation we in now.
Child, where that don't even exist.
Everybody,
it's made up.
Everybody mad confident canceling that motherfucker, and then next week
that
it's like,
Hogwarts, though.
You be on some fuck shit.
But cancel culture, I feel like it's only real on social media.
It literally
right?
is a
figment. If it's on social media, then it is real.
I mean,
exactly.
Don't nobody get canceled for real. Media. People are still out here living their lives,
exactly.
making
y'all,
money.
Y'all got Chrisette Michelle I have not seen Sis.
But Chrisette Michelle was a neo soul artist that a lot of people weren't supporting before. They just wanted to talk about her. Okay,
but
I love her.
She don't. I don't know.
I was just about
to
say, she got an album dropping
Carrie
this year, though.
Has not been canceled. She's still doing music.
She's still around.
She's still writing.
Nah,
she's
but
still
you know
around.
What?
She's still
you,
absolutely
you know what?
Beautiful.
She should be like three or four albums,
She
to
also,
this point right
but ain't
now.
It her fault anyway that
yes,
she's not putting
is.
Out the music?
It is.
I haven't heard not one.
Nah, it ain't her fault because it
she
got to
the
point
where... She said it was
her
fault.
Of course she gonna own up to that, but she got bad advice from Polo to Don, and then everybody else in the industry did not want to work with her.
All right, well
when
she
you
can
talk
go independent.
Bad about Beyonce...
Those people...
That's a bad decision.
Kanye, Neo...
Big facts.
A whole list of top-notch people, they did not want to work with her.
Sucks. Shouldn't have been talking about Beyonce. That's all I got to say.
I seen that boy. You remember Underwood from what's that show? The one with, where he killing people, and then I guess now he killing
so
people
many
in
shows.
Real life.
I have no idea.
Underwood, really? Frank.
Oh, Snowfall.
Nah,
Frank Underwood.
Where he the president?
House of Cards.
Oh, House of Cards. Yeah, I'm like,
I seen.
Me?
I forgot. I totally forgot about him. He got canceled.
Wait, he's killing people in real life.
No, the guy that accused him showed up dead today, or something like that. Yeah,
Kevin Spacey.
He looked exactly the same in all the pictures and shit. I'm like, nah, you killed somebody. I don't know who, but he killed somebody.
Wait, how did I miss this?
I think that just came out today.
Yeah.
Oh,
that shit scared me. I'm scared of white people. Anyway.
Kevin Spacey.
So am I.
Kevin Spacey's accuser died.
Yeah, he accused him. I guess when he was a teenager of touching him or sexual
died.
Assault.
Died.
With air quotes around it.
I felt a connection between his death and the writers of the show. I don't know. It was weird. I was like, man, the show has something to do with his death.
You never know these days.
Don't. If you sit back and watch that show,
that was a signal. Yeah. All right.
No, when the knock on the show.
Hey, yo, I want to say.
That's not going to.
Did y'all watch House of Cards?
Oh yeah, but I it's
did.
Been a while.
Knocks twice all the time.
Shout out to Studio 17.
Stoop.
How much more time do we have?
Several.
Okay.
Several minutes, man.
Ooh,
that's a lot of time.
We got several minutes.
She crossed her hands like that was a lot of time, too.
Word. Several? She got dumb excited.
I felt like I was going to say something, but.
What you got to
say? Say something.
So.
What's up?
Come on. I can't think of anything now. I'm blank. I'm like, what y'all want to talk about, everybody?
Would you rather be rich or famous?
Rich.
I'd rather
Please.
Be rich.
I don't want to be famous.
I would
rich
rather be
rich,
low key.
Ducked off somewhere, enjoying my rich life.
Because Hammer's famous.
Excuse me?
Hammer.
The pause that happened. I get what you
but
were saying, but
I need context to your
silence
comment.
Well, very funny.
I mean, not saying that he's not getting any money, but he's not as rich as he was when he first started. But he's famous.
I don't want to be.
Baja Boys, they famous.
Who let the dogs out?
But a lot of people are famous and it don't really amount to much. I don't like that. I don't want the attention of being famous, though.
Famous or well known? Because who wants to see the Baja Boys? I don't.
They be at the Magic.
Girl, game. I do.
You just.
I do. Do they really?
Sending
they
shots at the Baja
half-time
Boys.
Halftime and was lit, bro. I was on my
I know
feet.
They were.
You hit me.
Who did let the dogs hard. Out? That's the question.
Oh,
that is a great
God.
Question.
When did they? Who let them dogs out back in what year was it?
Wow, that was like early
That used to be like
1999, 2000.
It used to be a bad thing in the neighborhood. Like, hey, who let that? You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh yeah, you're a menace.
Yeah,
yeah. You getting a phone call?
That dog be trotting in the street too. Like, who can I bite?
Man, my dog can I bite today?
Just happy.
Oh my God.
People happy in the neighborhood know when my dog get out. They be calling me like, I seen Tino. Then I be like, I know. He is bad. I'm coming to get him.
He is bad. What is he?
Beagle.
I like the cats like in the neighborhoods where it's like big houses and like you see them drive out. Like I used to drive by, what's that area in Lake Mary?
I stand
with an H. Heathrow, yeah.
I stand.
How did you know that?
Nothing but the area. Like it's like Lambos galore.
That's how you know they got money.
And you look at the tags and you know like they bought Lambos. Because there's some cars you can't even lease like that. You know what I'm saying?
So like, I don't know what you're saying at all.
Yeah,
I'm broke.
I said but I have
I'm broke too. But like you know, research. Like
we're financially challenged. We're not broke. Financially challenged.
Please continue.
You can't even lease one of them.
But no,
like I know.
I'm intrigued.
The top will be down, and I'm just looking at these guys, and they just like looking like average white people, or just average people.
No, like we can go with average white people.
Yeah.
The most averagest of white people, though, is still a person that can get a Lambo if they want to.
And what's bad about me sometimes? I'm like. Like, when I see somebody black in a nice car, I'm like, I know they play for the Magic. Is that bad?
Kind of.
Yes, you know what they do.
That's bad.
Because
that's racist.
Magic ain't even that. That is. I mean.
I'm like, do we?
Because you're implying that the car's rented, then.
No.
He's implying that's the only reason they have any money is because they have to play basketball.
Because I barely see blacks in that area. So, like, when I see him, I'm like, who he play for?
Oh, that's fair. I don't be in Heathrow.
He could own a company.
He could, man. And that's fuck. I got to get out of that, man.
What's the Magic roster look like?
What the roster look like?
Man, good. Aaron Gordon.
Are you single?
Yeah.
I am single.
Ooh.
All you got to do is hit the floor one time.
That
is
so
damn. Let me pipe down a little bit.
Speak
I am single.
Let this fro out.
You gotta go to the after parties at the Amway then.
You want
to
see?
I didn't even know nothing about no after parties. What the hell is that?
I'm not single though.
I don't think it's for us.
Oh, it's not.
Well, that's okay because that could be an excuse.
We go home talking about the game and shit.
I'm assuming after the games or sometimes they have their parties.
I'm assuming.
I assume that maybe I might have seen at some point.
I put two and two together. I've seen flyers.
I'm going to send you my phone number and your DM.
Okay,
we're
going to talk after this. All right.
Social medias.
Yes, please.
Oh, my God.
Ladies first.
My social media, the podcast social media is Save the Date Show.
Show.
Yes, it is a podcast, but it says show on Instagram. My personal social media is Hopeless Romantic.
Which is like a dope ass, like.
Thank you so much.
Round of applause.
I'm like, yeah, man.
I'm here for all that. Wow, I'm here for all that.
When you see, like, creative names, you be like,
oh, she man, a creative
that
creative.
That was good right there.
Straight like
y'all
that.
Silly.
Next.
Oh, my social media handle on Instagram is Diana OOH._. And I'm also with the Fix Orlando if you guys want to follow.
Yes,
Orlando. They're doing some great things. Orlando. Shout out to Mark the Dreamer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's it.
That's you, because I'm a fan of your show. So go ahead.
Always be nice like that.
I'm Jamaican and Haitian. I can't help it. I can't help it.
Jamaican and Haitian.
You can follow us at Open Bar Radio, The Open Bar Radio Show on IG. Facebook. I am Old Dally Dal, old.dally.dal. And Dallas Harris on Facebook. Dallas with an I. I went to The Voice. I'm going to do like a Thunderstorm podcast.
You really should do that.
Oh, I'm going to fuck it up. In a good way.
Word.
I would listen to that. Like if you had an ASMR channel.
No, I talked to Foyt. Man, we going... I talked to Foy about that a long time ago, but then I started driving trucks.
I'll be your agent.
That's drastic.
For free?
No, I'll be taking 20% off the top.
Well, that's cheap.
Oh, shit.
It is.
Take it.
Well, I
feel like it's something in it for you, though. That's why you was like, hey.
No, there isn't. Hey, next.
Nigga. Well, I'm going to let y'all handle that, but shout out. Sir. I want to say shout out to Sirach Obama Podcast. Shout out to 98.5 The Wire. And shout out to Hilltop Sound.
He do radio.
Gang.
Okay.
Now!